smart. And when you work for yourself, you've got to think smart about your business and your health insurance. For more information and a quote, call Neil Muhlberg, an authorized agent for Humana One at 303-499-2735. That's 303-499-2735. Application is subject to acceptance or approval by insurer. Health plan has limitations and exclusions.
Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Rodney Stitch. And Rodney is a crusader. He's been in this battle for many years. He used to be a pilot. He flew commercial planes for a long period of time, worked for the FDAA as an accident investigator, found out that there were many real problems, and many of the major airline crashes were because of inefficiency and total disregard for regulations by many of our major airlines. But when he tried to report this to his superiors at the FAA, they didn't want to hear it. So Rodney, being a more or less a crusader, tried to report this as to the courts, as is his legal responsibility. And, of course, when you try to do what's right, sometimes you come under tremendous pressure. Well, be that as it may, Rodney was sent to prison. The government moved to take away all of his property, and he was a very wealthy man. They totally impoverished him, but they haven't broken his spirit, and Rodney has continued writing books and articles, and you'll find many of his books we carry. We carry his book, Defrauding America and Undrugging America. You'll find many of his other books that he has written for email, and he's trying to get the American people to realize the degree of evil that exists in our government. He had told the FAA long ago that our planes were susceptible to hijacking and what needed to be done, reinforcing the doors, certainly other things that could have been done to prevent the 911 hijackings. The last thing that the FAA officials wanted to do was create a situation where it would make it difficult to hijack our planes. And we have to only ask, why would that be? Well, with that as a background, Rodney, thank you so very much for being with us.
Yes, good morning, Stan.
Well, they haven't been able to break your spirit. You're still in there fighting and writing and getting books out.
Well, you know, over a period of years, there's so many other government agents and others who have been providing me information. I just keep writing books, and the aviation problems were just the start. And over the years, you know, I've had dozens of government agents, former drug smugglers, and even more former mafia figures providing me information. And this is the type of information the public should be familiar with to understand what's going on today. People have kind of shifted their attention away from these prior and existing problems to, let's say, terrorists. But we've got bigger problems affecting the people today, and that's what I've been trying to bring out.
Well, you know, I think the most significant thing that you brought out is the fact that the government is actively cooperating with the drug smugglers, and there are people within the CIA at the highest echelons of our government that are involved in the drug trafficking. They're allowing it to continue. I mean, you can't tell me that with all of the money we spend, you know, on drug control and drug enforcement, we couldn't stop drugs coming into this country, and we never go after the major people in our government who've been involved in the smuggling. We have a war on drugs. We get more drugs. We have a war on terror. We get more terror. We have a war on cancer. We get more cancer. One of these days, you'd think that the American people might understand that the war on terror is as phony as a $3 bill. But it is so difficult for people to understand that there is an element within the CIA that has been involved in drug smuggling. Certainly you've gone into that in great detail, haven't you?
Absolutely. I first discovered it was when I was an airline pilot many years ago. And then, of course, over the years, many people have come to me and to describe it. CIA people, FBI people, former drug smugglers who were flying drugs for the CIA. And, you know, and there's another aspect to this, is the cover-up by virtually every check and balance, and that's including people in government and also most of the media. They cover up for these things, and if people could realize these other problems, they'd maybe start realizing how they're being deceived about even the war in Iraq and some of the terrorist problems.
Well, we've got to get them to understand that other reality is controlled and the media is controlled, and certainly it's difficult to get the books out. In fact, you've actually had to self-publish most of your books, haven't you?
Well, I formed a publishing company, and so the publishing company is doing it. But, you know, we have something new out today. It's called Print on Demand.
Yes.
And the good thing about this is that we can get a book into publication months before it would ordinarily be done. Like on my website, Defrauding America, there's also a number of books that the people can download. And there's three of them that I've made available for no charge downloading. Something I tried, I started about 2 months ago. And you know, there's been over 33,000 downloads of those three books.
Well, now, what are those books, Rodney?
Well, one of them is a blowback 9/11 cover-up, and that goes into where the real blame is for 9/11. And I'm talking, remember, as a professional air safety investigator.
All right, well, where do you feel that the real blame should go on that?
And then the other another one is on Iraq, and it's called Iraq. Well, let's say it's on Iraq, and then there's one written by an FBI agent. So there's three of them on there, and it's you can download it, no charge.
All right. Now, first of all, let's get your website out.
It's www.defraudingamerica.com.
Okay, www.defraudingamerica.com. All right, let's go into the first one. I mean, what is your who is really responsible? Your blowback article. What's that about?
Well, what I go into is I show how the government has tried to shift the blame from where it really belongs and put it primarily on the FBI and the CIA. But neither one of these agencies had any responsibility to prevent hijackings, and that's the government's aviation safety offices. You know, it's rather tragic if to think.
Hold on, we'll be back in just a moment with Rodney Stitch, right here on the American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245. It is the duty of all Americans to research and investigate the truth behind 9/11. Critical Analysis 9/11, the only indisputable facts, is presenting a multimedia experience featuring speakers, author Don Paul and Professor Morgan Reynolds, former chief economist for the Labor Department under the Bush administration on 9/11. Critical Analysis 9/11, the only indisputable facts concerning the collapse of WCT 1 and 2 and the suspicious collapse of WTC 7. Planes did not strike WTC 7, yet it miraculously fell straight down at almost free fall speeds into a pile of rubble at approximately 5:20 that afternoon. The indisputable facts shed a glaring light onto the inconsistencies, omissions, and misrepresentations of the 9/11 Commission report. Report. Critical analysis, 9/11, only the indisputable facts. Join us Friday, March 31st at the beautiful Tyco Loretta Heights Theater, Denver. Doors open 6 p.m. Get your tickets today. For information, call 720-560-0692 or visit www.911analysis.com. That's 720-560-0692. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Rodney Stinson, and we're simply talking about some of the e-books he has on his website, which apparently are these you can pull down for nothing. And the responsibility, of course, for stopping the hijacking was with the FAA. There's a division there on air traffic safety, and apparently Rodney had worked for that for many years. But, you know, the significant thing to me was the Bush administration knew the attack was coming in America. Why? Because of the April 6th presidential daily briefing, which even mentioned in two places possibility of hijacking and said that Osama bin Laden was determined to attack here in America. Then when the CIA and the FBI testified before the 9/11 Commission, they insisted that they thought the attack was going to be overseas. Now, why would they insist when they'd prepared the report for the president just a few weeks, about two months before the attack, month and a half, as it said, bin Laden determined to attack in the United States? Why did they lie to the 9/11 Commission, and why was no one held for lying, and why didn't the Bush administration fire someone for incompetence? And you remember, after the 9/11 attack, the president went to the CIA and congratulated George Tenet for his fine work. Now, why would you congratulate somebody for fine work when almost 3,000 Americans are dead and less? Of course, what happened on 9/11 was part of a bigger agenda to get us into a war, first with Afghanistan and then with Iraq. And now you can see the war coming with Iran and with Syria. But you must understand this is designed to bring about the clash of civilizations. That's what it's all about. So that we can inflame the Muslims in this country, so we'll have terrorist attacks here, but it'll justify more government control of our lives to protect us from the wicked terrorists that we're doing everything we can to incite. Rodney, what should have been done to prevent the 9/11 attack from the government's point of view?
Well, look at it this way. Now, if the terrorists did not get into the cockpit, we would not have the Iraq war or the Afghan situation, or all of the other things that are happening. So we knew. I even, as a FAA inspector, reported that hijackers could be prevented from taking over the aircraft very easily. The easiest way that those four groups of hijackers got into the cockpit probably was simply taking the keys from the flight attendants. And I've said years ago, flight attendants should not have the keys to the cockpit. And none of those cockpit doors were broken down. If they had been attempted, the average pilot would have put the plane in an unusual attitude to where any hijacker would have other problems. But think of a simple little thing as removing the keys from the flight attendants would probably have prevented everything that happened in 9/11. Now, was this just poor judgment, or was this a culture? Well, one of the reasons I wrote the first book on Friendly Skies was the culture and the arrogance and the corruption in the FAA that prevented taking corrective actions on known safety problems. So, and then from there, we have to go to all of the people who knew about this and prevented and covered up for it and prevented corrective actions. And that I describe that in a number of my books, including Unfriendly Skies and, of course, the book on 9/11. But just think for how the ripple effect from the misconduct in the FAA, how that has expanded beyond what anybody can comprehend.
Well, and of course the thing is that there is corruption at every level of government. And, you know, and the thing is, if you work for government and you try to do what's right, they're going to come after you, as they did with you. Isn't that true?
Oh, yes. You know, right now, especially in the New York area, there's a lot of publicity about FBI agents working with mafia figures, giving mafia personnel the names of government informants who are then murdered. Well, there's an interesting aspect to that. Well, first of all, let me mention, and most of the newspapers in the United States are giving this no attention whatsoever.
Is this a new exposure? This is not the Whitey Bulger story?
Oh, no, not that. This is similar to the Whitey Bulger story. And this tends to show the culture in the FBI, which should be have been considered for 9/11. But here's what I'm trying to bring out on this, that about 3 years ago, a key member of one of the mafia families wrote me several letters describing to me how he and his father were receiving the names of government informants from this FBI office supervising agent, and that was Lindley DiVuccio. But anyhow,
now he was working then in New York.
Yeah, so he gives me this information. So I write to the members of Congress that were investigating the Boston FBI misconduct, and I advised them that I had a mafia figure that could provide testimony about the same type of criminality going on in the New York office. Would you believe that neither one of those two members of Congress that were investigating even responded to my letters? And so now, 3 years later, big boom, they're finding out what I had tried to report to them years ago.
Would you mind sending me some clippings on that, Rodney? I hadn't even heard about the New York. Certainly I know about the Boston, Whitey Bulger.
Let me also mention, if you go to my website, on the upper left-hand corner, under Food for Thought, number 2, I describe what's going on in New York. And there's copies of my letters sent to several members of Congress warning them about this.
Well, see, what people don't understand is that J. Edgar Hoover was in bed with the mafia. I mean, he refused even to go after the mafia until the Kennedys took office, and they forced him to, which is why he hated the Kennedys, and why he, you know, I personally believe he was involved in covering up the murder of the Kennedys. Because they forced him to go after the mafia. For years he refused to go after the mafia. We have this picture of J. Edgar Hoover being the great patriot and the anti-communist, but the truth of the matter is he was a homosexual, he was a transvestite, you know, and he was into all sorts of bizarre things and protecting the criminal element, and for years he had his people in the FBI actually recruiting people lower level mafia people and allowing them to go ahead and kill people and torture people, and that's the story of Whitey Bulger.
He was working under direct control,
and the FBI knew about it, and Hoover knew about it, and where was the outcry?
Well, that's what I was going to add to it, in that the court proceedings in Boston related to that FBI agent brought out that FBI Director Hoover knew about this for many, many years, and he knew that innocent people were sent to prison to cover up for the government informants who were murderers.
For Whitey Bulger.
Yeah.
And then the thing is that, you know, this FBI agent was really the fall guy to protect the hierarchy of the FBI, wasn't he? I mean, they sent this one FBI agent to prison, and yet he was just carrying out orders, wasn't he?
Yeah, and, you know, the thing about it also is most of the media is covering up for this.
Well,
and, you
course.
Know, when you've got FBI agents in two of the main offices in the United States involved with murders, this is something the public should know about. But the media is keeping a lid on it, except for the media in those two cities.
Sure. Well,
this is typical, and the same thing with Iraq and 9/11 and the drug smuggling. The media has covered up, and I discovered this from when I first discovered this when I was a federal investigator, and there were major air disasters occurring in my immediate area of responsibilities. I'm trying to report this, the corruption, to media people, and they would never say a word about it.
Well, of course, they'd lose their jobs. You know, certainly, I think a lot of the people in the media, you can't, first of all, find it difficult to believe. But if they really try to come through and tell the truth, that'll be their last article. Or they'll end up like Gary Webb, who was the Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter from the San Jose Mercury, who wrote about the CIA and drugs, and why he ended up committing suicide by shooting himself in the head twice.
Yeah, that's so tragic.
I mean, how many people in the audience honestly believe that Gary Webb committed suicide by shooting himself in the head twice? You know, I mean, you have to be incredibly naive to believe that, but they can't let the American people realize that we have professional assassins hired by our government to make examples out of reporters who tell the truth. And I interviewed Gary Webb. We carry, actually, a book called Into the Buzzsaw that has a chapter there written by Gary Webb talking about the CIA and drugs. But, Rodney, you've been at this for a long time. How come you're still alive?
Well, you know, a number of people, including CIA people, have addressed that matter. And they seem to think that the primary reason is because I've gotten so much publicity. You know, I've been on over 3,000 radio and television shows since 1978, and the books have been well received. So I'm hoping that they continue to believe that it's better to leave me alone than to... Well, you know,
well,
they did quite a bit to me already.
I think maybe the Lord must be looking after you.
You know, I tried to force an exposure by filing federal actions, and there's two federal statutes that permit that. Well, the Justice Department and federal judges, including Justice Kennedy, while he was in the San Francisco area, they sentenced me to federal prison for violating an illegal court order that, for the remainder of my life, prevents me from filing any papers in federal courts. Well, you know, that's about as illegal and unconstitutional as you can get. And the purpose of it is to keep me from reporting these things, because I'm using a method that no one's thought of before. But imagine going to prison for trying to report some of the corruption that was related to 9/11, plus a lot of other corruption.
Now, is that the Justice Kennedy that President Reagan put on the Supreme Court?
That's the one. And
why would President Reagan put such a corrupt judge on our Supreme Court who always voted on the wrong side of almost every issue?
Oh, well, you know, I even have one book called Lawyers and Judges, American Trojan Horses, and I go into the corruption in the legal fraternity, in the judges, and there's a lot of material in there that shows just how corrupt that group is.
Well, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that Rodney is one of the most fabulous sources of information. He's been on the front lines of this, but he's also been contacted by people within government who are afraid to come out themselves. So he writes their stories, and you'll find his books fascinating. We Carry, Unfriendly Skies, Defrauding America, Drugging America, those three books. And, of course, you can get information on his other books at his website, defraudingamerica.com. And are you still in touch with Gunther Rusbacher?
Well, Gunther, I was in touch with him until just a few days before he passed away.
Oh, he did
passed
pass
away about 10 months ago.
How long ago?
About 10 months ago.
Well,
he
for
was
our
great
listeners
pain.
Out there, Gunther
he
Rusbacher.
Had all types of problems.
Right. Well, Gunther probably was one of the most fabulous people I've ever interviewed and talked to. He was a CIA agent. Well, we'll talk about that when we get back, and Rodney can tell you a little bit about it.
Griffin Automotive, one of the proud sponsors of Rabbi Spivak's program. We are family-owned and operated, your new car alternative, specializing in one-owner, low-mileage Hondas, Toyotas, and Subarus, meticulously maintained, priced from $2,000 to $10,000. See us at Foothills in Pearl and Boulder, or call us at 303-447-9991. 303-447-9991.
I just started my own business and I had no idea how many details there were. Then someone mentioned insurance. Almost forgot that little detail. Luckily, I heard about a new plan from Humana called Humana One HSA. Humana One HSA combines a health savings account administered by Chase, an FDIC-insured bank, with a high-deductible health plan. So I get medical coverage I can afford, and I can save money for my health expenses tax-free. I could save between 20 and 40% on my health premiums, and I'll reduce my taxes. I applied over the phone and talked one-on-one with Neil Muhlberg, a Humana representative. He helped me set up both my health plan and my savings account. That's what I call simple and smart. And when you work for yourself, you've got to think smart about your business and your health insurance. For more information and a quote, call Neil Muhlberg, an authorized agent for Humana One, at 303-499-2735. That's 303-499-2735. Application is subject to acceptance or approval by insurer. Health plan has limitations and exclusions.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Hello, my name is Mike McNulty, and I want to tell you about some of the best Chinese food I've eaten. It's found at the Hunan Imperial Chinese Cuisine Restaurant at 3623 23rd Avenue in Evans. And if you'll be so kind, mention the Mike McNulty Show and the Hunan Bunch, and you'll get a 10% discount. The Hunan Imperial Chinese Cuisine Restaurant.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Food Network. Our guest this morning, Rodney Stitchin. Rodney, of course, has been with lots of these people. Gunther Rusbacher was the man who flew the Blackbird that took then Vice President or then Vice Presidential candidate George Herbert Walker Bush out of Paris for the October surprise to negotiate with the Iranians not to release our hostages before President Reagan was elected. The last thing they wanted was for Iran to release the hostages and make Jimmy Carter look good. They wanted to get Ronald Reagan in. George Herbert Walker Bush wanted to become vice president as a stepping stone to the presidency. Of course, Bush had been affiliated with the CIA, been director of the CIA, and Gunther, although he was naval intelligence, worked with the CIA in all sorts of black operations. And did Gunther ever tell you that story?
Oh, yes. Oh, I write about it, too, and in great detail. You know, one of the things about these events that happened 20, 30, 40 years ago is that most of the younger people today know nothing about these things. And they've really got to understand what went on in the past to see the culture that exists today, because some of these same people are still in control. Like, for instance, in one of my books, I write the explosive secrets of CIA companies. I describe what happened in Honolulu with Ron Rewald. He was operating a secret CIA operation.
Well, he was operating a bank there where they were laundering illegal funds, weren't they?
Yes, but you know, one of the heavy things, Rewald turned over to me about 8 boxes of CIA classified documents, and then the Belli Law Office turned over 2 boxes of documents relating to that. But one of the most important things about that I found in those boxes was evidence of how the CIA operation had secret bank accounts for 6 different people. 2 of those are well known to your listeners, and one is George Bush Sr. and the other one is Armitage, and they even chose the code names that were used for them. Well, so when I found this material in the boxes, I asked Rewald, so he went into details. Yeah, they were funding bank accounts for these guys. Now, this is serious. But nobody that reads it seems to realize the significance of it.
Well, of course, George Herbert Walker Bush has always been part of the dark side of our government, having been director of the CIA, having been involved with the pigs, having been involved with the Kennedy assassination, and, of course, Richard Armitage has been involved with drug smuggling for years. But they can't tell the American people that, because Armitage is one of the key people, not only in the Reagan administration, but in the Bush administration.
And this is why people have to understand these things, to know how they're being lied to, the deception that's going on, and all of the people who are routinely covering up for it. And these are serious matters.
Sure. And, of course, there really is corruption at the highest levels of our government. Behind that, though, I personally believe there are powerful spiritual forces that are plunging us towards World War III. People have forgotten that we brought the Ayatollah Khomeini to power back in 79. It was in 1980 when, of course, we were negotiating with the Iranians, encouraging them to keep our hostages, not to turn them loose. But we couldn't let the American people know that. Everybody had the yellow ribbons out, and we were so happy that, you know, that maybe when we got our prisoners back, not realizing they'd been held for an additional 4 months because the government wanted them held.
Well, you know, you talked about Gunter earlier. Gunter was describing to me how the United States was secretly sending arms to Iran, and the arms came from Air National Guard armories and other places, how they went through Israel. And that was probably the beginning of the secret arming of Iran, and then that was followed shortly thereafter by the secret arming of Iraq.
Sure, well, we are both sides, and then you can have a great war and kill a lot of people. Hundreds of thousands of Iranian boys were killed as a result of that, and we were helping both sides in that war.
You know, I was living in the Middle East for a while when I was an airline captain flying Muslim pilgrims to the holy cities, and I was and the people liked this at that time. I was even in Iran the morning that the CIA caused the revolution in Iran, and that was when Mossadegh was overthrown and the Shah was brought in.
That was in 1953.
I was there that morning, and I at first I couldn't understand what was going on, because of course nobody spoke English, but someone came up to us, a Dutch national who was in charge of security, And he provided us a machine gun escort out to our airplane, so we promptly left.
Well, you know, Chris, you've led a fascinating life. And, you know, 1953, that was 52 years ago. And for our listeners, why, Rodney, you're in your 80s, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm 82. And, you know, that goes back to something you mentioned earlier about trying to silence me. At the age of 82, they figured I'm not going to be around much longer. So that's another reason I tried to get these books out, so that when I'm gone, it's still available for those few people who care enough to read about it. But the tragic part of it is not many people care to know about these things.
Well, I hope a lot of our people in our listening audience do, and the people who listen to our programs want to get this sort of information. Tell us about some of the books that you have on demand printing. Maybe we ought to be carrying some of those as well. So tell us what you have.
Every one of the books, now let me quickly run through the list now. Drugging America, that's in the second edition, has a lot more stuff in it. Defrauding America has more stuff than the hardcover, and that's now in two editions. We have the Blowback, which 9/11, that addresses the actual areas of blame.
Now, available in hardback on...
These are soft cover now.
These are soft cover?
And
okay.
I have one on Iraq, and I go and I bring out all the evidence that Bush and everybody else knew, that everything they were saying were lies. Then I've got the lawyers and judges, and that goes... is self-explanatory. I have... one based upon the life of an FBI agent who worked under the FBI agent that's now being charged with some criminal activities in New York. And that book is called FBI, CIA, The Mob, and Treachery.
And this is his book, then?
Yeah, well, he provided me all the information for it.
Okay.
And Explosive Secrets of Covert CIA Companies, and that goes into not only Rewald's Hawaii operation, but some others.
We'll be back here in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Even with the best of nutrition, we remain under attack from increasing pollutants and other cancer-causing and biohazardous agents in our food, water, and air. For superior natural protection and to learn how you can boost your health, join Dr. Roland Thomas Saturday, April the 8th from 9:30 a.m. until noon at A Place for Peace Center, 1605 West Mulberry in Fort Collins, Colorado. The information session is open to the public and practitioners. Registration fee is $10 in advance or $15 at the door. Materials and booklet are included. Call 970-679-4286. That's 970-679-4286 for more information. Sponsored by Holistic Healing Services. Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join us as we celebrate Messiah Yeshua in Passover 2006. He brought us out to bring us in. The date is April the 12th, 6 p.m., the Ramada Plaza Hotel at I-25 and 120th in Denver. Seating is limited, so you need to call now for reservations. Reservations deadline April the 3rd. Call 303-654-9924. That's 303-654-9924. He brought us out to bring us in.
16 of 16 terminally ill cancer patients fully recovered during a 1934 study sponsored by Dr. Milbank Johnson and the University of Southern California using Dr. Royal Rife's frequency generator. Rife invented the world's most powerful optical microscope capable of seeing a living virus. With it, he isolated bacteria and viruses that cause many diseases, such as asthma, allergies, arthritis, bronchitis, colitis, diabetes, Epstein-Barr, fibromyalgia, herpes, lupus, migraines, shingles, staph, strep, psoriasis, and more. Rife then found the frequencies that would destroy many viruses and bacteria. Doctors used Rife's instrument in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s and reported very high success rates. To receive the historic one-hour documentary about Dr. Royal Raymond Rife's lifelong quest to eliminate disease, call 1-888-486-4420. Call now for the free video and brochure about Rife's amazing discoveries. Call 1-888-486-4420 now.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and again, our guest is Rodney Stitch. His website, defraudingamerica.com, and Rodney has some of the most fantastic information you'll ever find, and it's so important that you understand that if you work for the government and you tell the truth, they're going to come after you, and they make it a point. In fact, the fellow who, the federal prosecutor who prosecuted Waco and had qualms about sending innocent people to prison for long periods of time, came forward and helped our friend Mike McNulty, who has a program here on the American Freedom Network, get, you know, additional information. The government came after him, destroyed his life, prosecuted him, got rid of his ability to practice law, and sent him to prison. This is what happens when honest people or people working for government try to tell the truth. The people at Waco were killed by a special forces unit, but they can't tell the American people that they killed all those women and children any more than they can tell you the truth that there were a lot of other people involved with Timmy McVeigh, certainly everything points to the fact that he was working with certain intelligence agencies at the time he was involved with the Oklahoma City bombing, but the building really came down because of internal charges, not because of the truck bomb that Timmy McVeigh had driven. So there's so much to this story, because if those things are true, then what happened on 9/11 they've lied to us about, and of course they're going to take us into a war with Iran. That's what this is really all about. But they can't tell the American people that, and of course they're going to turn the entire Islamic world against us, but they can't tell the American people the truth. Would you disagree with what I'm saying at all, Rodney?
Well, on some of the things, I may have a little different
perspective,
but that's normal. That's no problem there. I mean, basically, yes, I would.
All right. I mean, you can disagree. That's why sometimes I make the statements to get your views on it.
You know, I come from a different perspective now, so that would be normal. But in any group of people, you'll have a little different view on things, so that's no problem.
All right, fine. Well, anyway, let's get back to how can people get your books? Is there a telephone number? Is there a website? Or are the ones we don't carry? We do carry the three, and I think maybe we should be carrying some of the others. I'll talk to you off the air about carrying them. But what if any of our listeners would like to get some of your other books, how would they get them?
Okay, they can either go to the website, and there's a list of all the books there. Some of the e-books you can download at no charge. I ask for donations to help pay for the cost of keeping it up there. But the soft cover books, while we call them print on demand, it's no different from any other soft cover book you buy, and we have them. And also, most of them are handled by Amazon.com. If you go to Amazon.com and put Rodney Stitch under the books, you'll come up with about 13 books there.
You actually have 13 books out there now, then, that are in soft cover?
Yes.
All right, fine. Well, we'll be contacting you because we'll want to carry those to our ministry. I think that's important. What did this FBI agent who came to you, who gave you the information, who's under indictment, what did he tell you?
Okay, his name is Richard Tosh. Now, he was a highly decorated Vietnam veteran. While he was in Vietnam, he's reporting to members of Congress the drug smuggling that's going on, and, of course, that was covered up as usual. Then he becomes an FBI agent. I write about all this now. And in the as an FBI agent, he's involved in the Peter Connexon case. But then he's discovering the part of the Enterprise. You know, that's a part of Ali North's deal. So he's reporting this, and he's working under this FBI agent DiVicchio, the one that's now been charged with a number of murders. But anyhow, he was constantly distracted from his investigations, and they were covering up for the he was uncovering the unlawful arming and funding of Iraq during the 1980s, and some of the shenanigans of the Reagan-Bush administration with the Iran-Contra affair. So when they tried to silence or stop him, he wrote letters to members of Congress, and that really did it. Then the FBI first charged him with misusing a government credit card and putting $9 worth of fuel in his auto while he was using his auto on business, FBI business, so it was normal. But that got him out of the picture just as the presidential elections were coming up. So then when that was dismissed, then they got state prosecutors to charge him with irregular activities with boys, which was pretty much fabricated. But he's now in prison with an 80-year prison sentence to silence him. And he had a decorated war veteran who was trying to protect the American people and reveal corruption in White House and other political offices. He's in prison, but that's what the United States is today, and it's made possible because the people won't find out what's going on.
Well, men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose, and it is not simply by chance that, you know, we have more people in prison per capita in the United States today than they have in communist China, and a lot of those people in prison are innocent people who
are put
there because they tried to get the truth out. Could this really go on in America? I mean, if this was really going on, wouldn't our Christian president do something about it? I mean, if this was really going on, wouldn't our legislators do something about it? No, they're afraid in many instances to speak out, and they know what happened to Congressman George Hansen, who tried to get the Iranian prisoners back, you know, long before the 9-1-1, before the October surprise. And, well, I guess we're out of time. Rodney, God bless you. Thanks so much for being with us. Look forward to talking again to all of our other programs. Bye-bye.
Pain. It can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at Denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Rodney Stitch is one of the most fascinating people I've ever met, as was Gunther Wissbacher. In fact, I'm always suspicious of people. I wonder if they're really telling me the truth. I checked Gunther Wissbacher out, one of the most fabulous James Bond-like characters I ever met. When we were talking to him, he was telling me a story about how he, working with the CIA, was working also with the KGB. And I said, "Why, that's just like the story of Brotherhood of the Rose." And he looked at me and he said, "Well, that book was actually my story. It was dedicated to me." Well, of course, the next thing I did, I was down to this bookstore buying a copy of the Brotherhood of the Rose, and there in the dedication, listing a number of people, and then, of course, the statement, "But a special thanks to Russ," because that's what they called Wissbacher, for the information he gave me. So he was really true. As a CIA agent, intelligence work, was working with the KGB all the time. The Russians were our enemies. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been put on. It's about time you begin to understand how this fits together. You need to get Rodney Stitch's books. We carry them, Defrauding America, Drugging America, Unfriendly Skies. And we'll be carrying his other books as soon as we have a chance to contact Rodney and get a list of them. And then, of course, we hope many of you will help us get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, out, because it will introduce you to the spiritual forces, the truly satanic and Luciferian forces which energize this. We hope probably by the end of this week or the first next week, we'll have sold all of the cases that we need to get the book reprinted. But if you'd like to get a case of my book, and there's 64 in there, ordinarily they sell for $12.95 each, you can get 64 of them for $149.95, and you can sell them, you can give them away. But we need to reach people, as many as we can, as quickly as we can, with the truth about what's happening and about the spiritual forces which are energizing the move towards World War III. Now, we don't mention World War III there, but if you read my newsletters, they're available at RadioLiberty.com. We point out how step-by-step they're moving us towards World War III. If you want to understand what happened on 9/11, you need to get our pamphlets entitled Foreknowledge 9/11. They're only $9.95 for all three pamphlets plus shipping. We have three pamphlets on the occult hierarchy. We have a pamphlet on the history of money, on genetic engineering. You'll certainly want to get this information in and help us get it out. and, of course, we hope you'll tell others about our programs. And you can listen to our programs 5 hours a day, directly or indirectly, on our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. If you'd like to, of course, get the case of books, $149.95, 64 copies of the book, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to understand how they're poisoning us and poisoning our children with water fluoridation, my talk on the history of water fluoridation, the syllabus we have with that, the book, The Fluoride Deception, the DVD that Dr. Kennedy put out on water fluoridation, our 4-tape sets, we have 2 of them on water fluoridation. Ladies and gentlemen, they're poisoning our children. This recent report that came out just 2 weeks ago from the Academy of Sciences on water fluoridation said, well, there is a question about the damage to the IQ. Let's do some more studies. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a question that they're poisoning the minds of our children and destroying their intelligence. Shouldn't we be taking it off, stopping it? Well, ladies and gentlemen, they're not going to do that. They're going to continue poisoning our children with mercury, with aspartame, with fluoride. Help us get the truth out and Pray for America, Pray for Revival. Again, our number 1-800-5-HIV-WAR.
You're listening to the American Freedom Network, now on the World Wide Web at www.americanewsnet.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah.